question. Practically speaking, say if somebody has some conditioning which others tolerate, and then that person starts thinking that rather than thinking that I need to make any change, that person simply expects others to keep tolerating.
Correct.
And they keep perpetuating the conditioning. Then should we may take a stand and tell them that no, you are responsible and you have to change things, but then that person can't accept it. So yeah, it's possible. See, there are, firstly, there's the principle that we want to encourage everyone in bhakti. And for some people, some conditionings may be very difficult to give up. So we don't want to discourage that person from practicing bhakti. But at the same time, you know, in the name of encouraging someone to practice bhakti, we cannot let ourselves be discouraged in the practice of bhakti. So for example, say, if you are sitting and chanting in a group, some people have a habit of chanting very loudly. And they say that, you know, if I chant softly, I can't concentrate on it. But then they are chanting so loudly that I can't concentrate. What to do? And if other devotees know that is the way they chant, what do? I go a little far away. And I chant at that place. So, it requires some intelligence, some expertise to find out how that person can be encouraged in bhakti, and at the same time, I don't let that person's conditioning discourage me in my bhakti. So, for doing that, it becomes more difficult, especially if we are all working together in a team and we are going to regularly interact with each other. So, in that case, sometimes communicating clearly, not in a judgmental way, but in an objective, more educational kind of way, we tell them, you know, see, this is in the situation. Take the example of some other senior devotee whom that person respects also. And, you know, in the situation, it's how would this devotee have interacted? How would I have acted at this situation? You acted in this particular way. And then, you know, if you could do this way, this will... Basically, there is a... There is the behavior and there is the consequence of the behavior.
Correct.
And there is a value judgment that is made on the behavior.
Correct.
Somebody says, no, if you tell somebody, you are so insensitive, that becomes a value judgment. I'm not insensitive. But then if you tell them specifically, this situation, this was the reaction, this was the action that you did, and this was the consequence. Then that person also gets something tangible to work on. If there is a blanket judgment, you know, you are insensitive, you are irresponsible, you are lazy, you are overbearing. What happens is that person naturally becomes defensive. And then there's not much to, then what happens is the focus shifts from the issue to the label. How can you say that I'm overbearing? No, I'm not overbearing. But rather than if we have to communicate, we communicate very objectively. Now in this situation, this was what the action was. And if you could have done it this way, it would have been so much better. So sometimes that if rather than seeing that person as the cause of the problem, that means we don't see the problem is here, I'm here, and this person is the cause of the problem. Rather, we see that, you know, this is the conditioning, and this conditioning is a cause of problem for me, but this conditioning is a cause of problem for this person also. So rather than seeing that person as the perpetrator of the problem, we see that person as a partner in dealing with the problem. So then we help them, rather than judging that person, we help them see that this conditioning is there and I am here to help you overcome the conditioning. So if that kind of communication is possible, then what happens is that person says, okay, this is a specific thing which I did wrong, and I'll try to do it correctly in the future. Sometimes I know one devotee who tends to be overbearing, and when he was told that, he said, you know, I never thought this way. I just thought that this service has to be done, and this seemed the obvious way to do it for me. And in the past, I have done similar things so many times, and they worked out well. So that's why I just didn't pay much attention to others' concern. But if that is the case, so he told the other devotee that in the future, you know, he told at one particular devotee, in the future in a meeting, whenever you find that I have become overbearing, just signal to me. And so we did that. So I when I go to the West, several Western devotees find that I speak very fast and they can't understand what I'm saying. So after that, one devotee told me that, you know, many different devotees told me this problem, that we don't understand what you're saying. But then he said, you know, how can we tell you that? Then I told one of the devotees, you just tell me. So nowadays in the West, when I go and give classes, I tell in advance, I tend to get excited when I speak. When, when I start going fast, please tell me. So when I do that, then people don't hesitate, just raise their hand. Now nobody may notice also what is happening. It's not that you are speaking fast, they don't have to say that. Just raise their hand, that's enough for me. So often, you know, people have conditionings, but either they are not aware of their conditionings or they are not, they don't have know exactly how to deal with it. So if they see us as judging them for their conditioning, they'll become defensive. But if we present the thing as that we are partners in helping them to deal with the conditioning, then sometimes they may be also open. And then that way, rather than they and we being adversarial, we become together and their conditioning is the adversary which we are overcoming. And we also need to have that sympathetic attitude. For us, that particular conditioning may not be there, but there may be some other conditioning which we have which we find very difficult to deal with. So just as this is difficult for me to overcome, that is difficult for this person to overcome. So let me be sympathetic, and then with that understanding attitude, often it becomes that very conditioning which is actually taking us away from that person, that can help us to come closer to that person as we both help in combating it. Thank you, Madan.